Blog Talk Radio. chama. Não tenho idade, não tenho idade. I'm nothing but a ship without a sail on, moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you, so breathe through me.
Amen. But we're nothing without him. That's by Jason Nelson. We're nothing without Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Well, good afternoon. We're so blessed to be back on the broadcast today. We're getting ready to go into an opening. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, for today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's corporate prayer. Anybody, the Lord leads you to come on the broadcast, please feel free to come on the broadcast and pray with us and along for us and along for the world. We just thank the Lord for that opportunity to get up early Sunday morning and give him some praise and worship. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all the segments. Please email us at New Destiny Ministries at 54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we are on Twitter, too, at New Destiny 54. And you can also listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive messages, just like we're doing it now. You can hear us speaking. And you know we appreciate the callers and the faithful listeners that call in each and every day and add more to this blessing broadcast with anointing from Jesus Christ himself. And we appreciate and thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. So we're just going to go and ask Mother Charity if she's able to open up the line for prayer this afternoon. Mother Charity.
Huh?
Mother Charity, could you open up for prayer this afternoon?
All righty. Thank God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, today, we are so grateful, oh God, for another opportunity, oh God, to praise your holy name. Amen. And to feed your people, oh God, the words of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give us strength today. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every one, hallelujah, that is tuned to this broadcast today. Bless all of the workers, oh God, today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to our great God. Encourage our hearts today, Lord. Hallelujah. For we can do nothing without thee. Lord, in the name of Jesus, strengthen your people. Ah, my God, we thank you and we praise your holy name today. Oh, glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We thank you so much, Mother Charity, for bringing
sure.
that anointed prayer to our line. Evangelist Bernard is not today. She's kind of resting or under what. But anyway, we must go on. We're looking for Liberal Democrat. But you know what? It's always been this whole week that we had. We had all last week and the rest of it, like I said yesterday, that we done the Book of Acts, and it's encouraged all of us, and we got the history of the beginning of the churches and the disciples, and as Jesus named them, apostles, and they went forth spreading the gospel all over the world and then to the uttermost part of the earth, and we're the Gentiles, where the othermost part of the earth is being spread. So we just thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for including us in the family of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And with that, our theme this week, starting Monday, Evangelist Bernard brought Monday. She said the Lord gave her, this is your season for grace and favor. And I didn't know, she said she had somebody, but they didn't come in. So therefore, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe we all can have something to say about this is your season for grace and favor. We have, what is it, four different parts here. Your, who you are, and your season, and then it's for grace and favor and mercy. So I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to start and allow you all to have a few words, and then I'll come back in if the speaker come on. We're going to Sister T. Sister T.
God bless you.
God bless you. Our topic is, this is your season for grace and favor.
What is going to say something on that?
Did you say something, Sister T?
Oh, yeah, I just didn't understand the question. I'm sorry, forgive me. You just wanted me to talk about God.
Yeah, talk about, for you, your own experience about what you have done, because I say we can go through strips and all like that, and as we come on, you can have a word to come forth and sort of minister in your own words for 10, 50, however the Lord leads you. But this is your, I'll see, this is your season for grace and favor, and, you know, great mercy come along with it. So, Sister T.
Well, I could just say for myself that God has given me a lot of grace and a lot of favor. It's been, anybody who knows anything about me, it's been a difficult season for me because I lost my mom. But I've seen how God even covered me a lot of things, but I've seen that he truly made a way for me when the enemy thought that there was no way for me. He always had favor on my life. I never have to worry about where I'm going to be or what I'm going to do and all that kind of stuff. God always has a door. He always has a ram in the bush for me because he loves me so much. And I know that. I know that he's always there for me. I've seen him open doors that need to be opened, and I've also seen him close them. I've also seen him put me in a place where I have to depend on him. So I just praise and honor God, and all I can think of is the song that just keeps ringing in my heart that is about, you know, your season. You know, there's times and there's seasons for everything. There's seasons to plant, there's seasons to water, there's seasons to fertilize, and then there's a season where the harvest comes in and things have grown. So I just see how God has grown up in his word, you know, and how he's placed people in my life to just bless me and make me want to go on and see what the end's going to be. He's always made a way for me. You know, I just thank God for that. I thank him because without him, just like that song came on, we are nothing, and we have nothing without him. So I just praise and honor God that it is his grace and his mercy that wakes me up every day. It is his grace and his mercy that cares for me every day. It is his grace and his mercy that wipes all my tears away. You know, even when I feel like I might want to give up, and I hear him say, no, you belong to me, and I love you, in spite of anything that it looks like, in spite of anything that it feels like. I know God is a God who will give you favor in places where you don't even understand. You know, you're wondering why that, you know, God has so much grace for you, has so much mercy for you, you know. I just thank and honor God today that he is keeping my mind and he's keeping my spirit even happy when I am at such a loss, you know. I really want to pick up the phone and call my mom, and I know I can't, but I know she's in a better place, and I just thank him for the peace that he's given me in my mind throughout this situation. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord and be encouraged. I just know, I posted on Facebook yesterday, I said something. We might not understand what's going on in our life, but we know he has our back. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Oh, that's a blessing, Sister D. Did you want to sing the song since you got your 15, 12 minutes season?
Yeah, in fact, I did ask her if I could sing it. I know she can come back and listen to it. And it's called
Your Daughter?
By Donald Lawrence. It's called Seasons. It's very appropriate for what we've been talking about this
that's
week.
That's fair. So your daughter's going to come back and sing it, or you going to sing it?
I'm going to sing it. She wants to come back and sing it at another time.
Well, we'll look for you because this is your time to bring the word however the Lord lead it for you. We've been doing it and teaching and preaching and on like that, but it's time that we just give y'all an opportunity to bring forth the word as the Lord put in your spirit. So we're waiting for your song, Sister T, with the blessing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own season. Walk into your season. I believe we're in a time that God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have stayed, those who have prayed, he's gonna fulfill the promise he made. But I heard the Spirit say, it's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your season. I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own season. Walk into your seas. I believe we're in a time that God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have stayed, those who have prayed, he's gonna fulfill the promise he made. But I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. Your wait is over. Walk into your season. I know you've invested a lot,
The return has been slow. You throw up your hands. You say, I give up. I just can't take it anymore. But I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. Your wait is over. Walk into your season. God bless you.
God bless you. Sister T, that was just a blessing. It was just anointed. And the words out of the Bible is awesome. We hope that you can give us that song and write it out, and we can always attach it to This Is Your Season for Grace and Favor. And the song about season is written, and the Lord has orchestrated it for Sister T. That was such a blessing, Sister T. We thank the Lord for your anointing. So we can
give you, Sister Ruby. God bless you, and I'm praying for the evangelist as well.
Yes, God bless. So maybe you can give it to her on Facebook. You know how you go through there, and we always attach it here, if the Lord's willing. It was just awesome. I just feel like in tears, you know, because it was just the words that the Lord was giving you to connect to make the song. So I have been blessed already today. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you. I love you, Mother Ruth.
Love you, too. We're going to, we don't have that many. Are we going to Prophetess Darlene Davis? She's so faithful. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless you all.
Truly,
she could have kept on singing. I thank God for the song and the words that she gave on today. I just thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for a New Destiny broadcast. I just thank God for where God is taking us. I just thank God every day you can come on and get a word, not only from the preachers and the teachers, but also from the listeners. So I just thank God for the anointing reigning on this line. I thank God for Pastor Bernard and her absence. I thank God for Sister Ruby, Minister Liberal Democrat, and each and every one in their proper places. I just thank God because this topic that we are talking about, I thank God as I began to think on yesterday and said something and I thought on today. Just thank God because truly, you know, I think about seasons and I think about how this year has been a stormy season for a lot of people that usually don't have snow. They had a lot of snow. I was thinking about in the natural. And I was thinking about also how this year, even in the spiritual realm, a lot of people was having storms and snow and going through so many different things. And I was just going back and forth in the spirit and the natural and thinking about how they even had 14 inches of snow in Philadelphia and so many places, even down North Carolina doesn't usually be a lot of snow. There was a lot of snow. So I was thinking about God, but even though through that all, God had his grace and mercy upon his people and how everyone survived the snowstorms naturally and spiritually, how everybody survived the things that they were going through in the weather, in the natural, and God provided for his people. And I began to think about his grace and his mercy, even his grace and mercy upon my life. I thank God for his grace and mercy. Sometimes I have not deserved his grace and mercy, but I thank God it's not predicated on the way I act or the way I think. God gives his grace and mercy to whom he wants and how he wants. So I just thank God for how a lot of times I look back over my life and my soul cries out, hallelujah. I begin to lift up the name of God and begin to praise him, even in this season in the spiritual realm, how things are going. And I'm saying, God, you know, I'm keeping my whole armor on. I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm seeking God. And I'm saying, what is going on? But I know God is, like Sister T said, it's up to something that we cannot see behind the scenes, that we cannot understand. And so I thank God, even though this storm is going on, and it may be going on in your life or someone else's life that you know of, this is the time for us to pray, fast, and seek the Lord even the more. This is the time for us to trust God even the more because we are walking in our season because this is the season of favor. And I thank God for the favor he has on my life. You know, sometimes I say, wow, God. And then I look and say, wow, only you could have done that. Only you could have made that change. Only you could have made that move. I know that it was you. And so God is doing some things in our life at this season, is going to be doing some things in our life that we're going to look back and say, only God could have got us out of that. If God can't do it, and we know that he can and he will and he shall, and if he don't do it, then it won't be done, because at this state we can't depend on mother, father, brother, sister, or family members, because some things that some of us are going through, or some people that you know that's going through, the storm is so high, the snow is so high in the spiritual realm that it looks like the sun is not coming out. It looks like it's not going to be a better day, but the best is yet to come, and our latter days shall be greater. And I thank God, because I know that he's moving on your behalf, and he's moving on my behalf, and he's moving on our family's behalf. And we know that this is the season, and that this is the time of favor and grace. We just have to continue to walk in it and walk by faith and not by sight, and know that God is going to do it. And we got to continue to stay focused. Focus not on what it looks like, not focus on the storm in the spiritual realm, but stay focused on what the God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and knowing that the Mighty One is going to do just what he said he's going to do. So I thank God for the favor that's on this line. I thank God for the favor that's on the broadcast leader and each and every one of you. I thank God for the grace that God has given. I just thank God for when, I was in two car accidents, that the grace of God was upon me, the favor of God was upon me, and they wonder, how do we make it out? And only God could have let us get out without being harmed. So I just thank God for a lot of times I think about the testimonies that God has allowed me to have. To God be the glory. And so I say today, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So I thank God for the grace and the favor that God has had upon my life and upon your life. And know that it's not what it looked like. So when you look out that spiritual window or that natural window, hallelujah, don't look at it as what it looks like. It may be snowing, hallelujah, in the spiritual realm. It may be 16 inches. It may be 14 inches, hallelujah. It may seem like it's overtaking you. But know, hallelujah, that your God will make a way. Our God will make a way out of nowhere, because he said he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. He'll be there to the end of time. Because it's God saying, two more touching and agreeing. We have came together on this line, touching and agreeing in his name, not in our name, not in mother name, father name, but in the name of Jesus. And when you call on that great name, Jesus, is there something about the name of Jesus? Don't believe for a second when you call on the name of Jesus that he's not moving on your behalf. He's not answering. So I say, stay focused. Continue to look to him. Continue to trust him. Continue to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Continue to know the joy of the Lord is your strength. And know that the favor upon your life, if you got to walk around your home, walk around your job, walk around and get out the car, whatever you have to do, speak unto your spirit. Speak unto your life, because the power is in your tongue. So I'm speaking today on your behalf, that the favor of God is upon your life, and it will overflow, and you will see it even more. And I'm speaking today, the power of God is upon you even more, and I'm speaking grace and mercy upon you in the name of Jesus. And you shall see the manifestation of what God is going to do. God bless you all. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to lift up this broadcast and the broadcast leader and each and every speaker. God bless, and yourself. God bless.
God bless. It was a blessing. You could have went on, a prophetess, Darlene Davis, if you had.
I started to, but there's nothing but the Holy Ghost. I thank God for his favor. God bless.
God bless. If the Lord give you anything to say to the people on the line, you're more than free to do it. Okay, I called you, Marty. You're back on 504-030. Marty, Brother Marty. Okay. We're going to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly, I just enjoyed both of those speakers today. Oh, my God. and Sister T. I just love the song that she sang. It just had so much motion in that song. Praise the Lord. I mean, she just stirred up my heart. And I just thank the Lord even for this evangelist that just left off of the broadcast just now, the last speaker. Oh, my God, they just put such an input in there, and God is so good. Amen. All I could do is just piggyback upon that they've already said, you know, because God is so good to his people, and it's such a blessing to even recognize that God is good and that God is your strength. Amen. In a time of trouble, you know, we have to look unto him today, from whence cometh all our help and our strength. We don't have nobody else to lean upon. You know, it's good that we can hear each other's testimonies and let us to know that we can be encouraged how God brings us out of every one of our tests in our trials, in the name of Jesus. And we still, amen, be standing. We still got our trust in the Lord. We don't never accuse God wrongfully, but praise God, we know that he's just and he's equal in all of his ways, and he will do what's right. Praise God. The Lord knows what you can bear. Praise the Lord. And he won't let you be tempted above that you are able to bear. Glory to God. And I tell you the truth, you know, with all of the tests and trials that we go through, amen, even in death, because I know, you know, I lost two daughters. Praise God. Beautiful. They was twins. When they both was elect.
Identical.
Identical, that's right, identical. They were identical twins, praise God. I lost one in 85, praise the Lord, and the other one about 7 years ago, hallelujah. But you know what? The Lord just gave me encouragement and gave me strength because they both were saved, and I just thank God for that. Amen. That was something for me to rejoice in when I thought about my loss and all. I said, well, Lord, we all got to go that way. But praise God, amen, how you leave here is one thing. And I was rejoicing in the fact that they both were saved. They've been saved ever since 10, 11, and 12 years old in the Lord. They came up just, that's all they knew about. They didn't get a chance to know much of the world. So I just thank God for that. I got a lot to be grateful for, you know. Praise the Lord. And then when I lost my husband, amen, about 14 years ago, glory to God, Lord just made a way for me. Amen. I said, Lord, how I'm going to get through this? But God brings you through, amen, you know, with your bills and everything. And you feel like your husband was your protection and all things. But you know, God is your protection. God, amen, is able to do for you, I'm telling you. And we just made it by the help of God. And I stayed in church, amen, and I just kept my mind stayed upon the Lord. And the Lord just gave us that grace, hallelujah, for this season. I tell you the truth, the Lord is a good God, hallelujah. And who wouldn't serve a God like this? My Lord from glory. And we just praise God for the saints of God. Those are encouraged to walk with the Lord in the beauty of holiness and righteousness. Oh, you can't do, I'm telling you, you need God in your life. You need, people need to realize that. That's why we're praying so hard for the Lord to draw them in. Draw them in, Lord. These things that's going on out here, all this shooting, all this killing, and you just hear every day that you wake up and put the news on. That's all that you look like you hear here. And I said, Lord, it's all because they don't have you in their life. All because they need to be saved, Lord. And we just praying that the Lord will draw them in. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I said, Lord, they just know not what they do. Praise God. And we just thank God for his tender mercies, glory to God, his love and kindness, Lord, that he has shown towards the children of men. The Lord is a good God, hallelujah. And I just praise him today. I just thank him, amen, when you look back over your life. And like you said, and you begin to think things over, then you can really see, you know, where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. It's good to stir up your pure mind sometime. Amen. Glory to God. And think about what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And you can rejoice and be glad. Now, let's thank God today. Hallelujah for all of his benefits that God has bestowed upon me. You all continue to be encouraged. Amen. And keep the work going on in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you all have my prayers. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You could have went on, Mother. Like I tell everybody, y'all could have went on. We don't have that many. So, but it was just truly a blessing. Woo! Lord have
Thank
mercy.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
oh,
the Lord.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
We praise him. Hallelujah. The
glory
Lord
the
is worthy to be praised by Savior. He will bring you out, hallelujah, with a high hand. My God, my God, just cry out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will hear your cry, my God, and he will deliver you, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. My people that are called by my name, humble themselves and let us pray. Let us pray and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless his name today. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name, my God, for the Lord is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to our great King today.
Hallelujah.
Praise our great God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for your coming in this podcast. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Charity. We just praise you, worship you, each and every one on the broadcast, how the Lord has anointed and appointed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, you're so good, Lord.
Hallelujah. So worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
This is y'all day. Hallelujah. We're going to Sister Doris. Is that you on the Sister Doris?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We got one day for the saints here, and our subject is this is your season for grace and favor, and if anything you want to have saved, teach, preach, whatever, go forth. The line is yours right now.
I just came on. I didn't really know what was going on, but I was on the prayer line this not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have my business, and I have these business partners, and God has been using me to just talk to them for the last 2 years. We come together and we just basically, you know, God used me to remind them about the goodness of God. And it's so many people that give up so easily, and we forget that we serve a mighty God who knew us before we were even conceived. And I mean, so many people need to be just remembered. We have to minister to so many people that just give up so easily on life, and they have not surrendered to the Lord, and they want to do things on their own, in their own understanding. And so we as a body of Christ really have to minister to so many more people that are so discouraged, and they give up, and they are really struggling with really understanding the word, and really making more effort to know the word, and just really understand that, you know, Jesus died for us on the cross, and by his stripes, everything is okay, you know. And I've just reached to the point in my life, my auntie was telling me she went to Africa. It was so many people suffering, so many people so many problems. But she spent so much time praying, and she wake up at 3 a.m. and just start praying, and she was able to receive such peace. I say, oh, my God, that is wonderful. because my auntie was stressed about everything, but I'm so happy that she has reached to the point where she can just look up to God and just believe that with him all things are possible, and that Christ has our problems. He said, come to the cross, bring everything, your burden, bring it to the foot of the cross. And she finally got it, and her life is so much more peaceful now. And I'm just so grateful to have been on this call and learning and, you know, just listening to the word. I'm so blessed. I came on and was hearing the prayer, hallelujah. And I'm just started just feeling it. It's just really amazing how the Spirit of God, yes, the Spirit of God just transfers. And when two or three are gathered, he's there. And just by me listening, I came on. I was just hearing, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I started shaking. I started really feeling it. And I was just like, yes, Lord. Ooh. Lord, I mean, it's really a blessing. So I just want to thank God for being here. Thank God for every one of you on this line that have impacted my life one way or the other. And I just want to encourage anyone on this line, situation may be, don't worry about it. Because, you know, Jesus has a plan. God said in Deuteronomy, my plan is to prosper you. My plan, you know, he owns the heavens, he owns the earth, and everything that is within. If we just understand that, then we don't have to worry about anything. So thank you very much for giving me a moment to say something. I was not prepared, but I just had to just start talking and let God just speak through me. So
Amen.
Maybe there's some time that will be encouraged. Thank you.
We thank you, Evangelist Doris, and each and every one on the line. Sometimes, I don't know, I just went this way because every day from Monday to Friday, we have quite a few callers, and sometimes you have to get, you know, you sort of like don't want to keep going on and knowing that the other callers are there, the saints are waiting to give their testimony. So it's an opportunity for you to bring the word, whichever way the Lord put in your heart, and open up your heart for this segment of the day. And we were still on the same topic as Evangelist Bernard said the Lord gave her Monday. This is your season for grace and favor, and I said mercy too. So we thank you so much, Evangelist Doris. The Lord knew who was going to be on this broadcast. We don't have that many today. So I say, Lord, you know everything. And Evangelist Bernard says she sort of kind of wanted to, you know, she's been moving and working and doing all of this celebration and getting the speakers and on, and, you know, like this time, she's happy to go back home, but then she sort of, with mixed emotions because she done made so much good friends, her family still here, her sister, but the Lord has allowed her with peace to go forth to another ministry. As I was saying, I'm going to get to a few words with scriptures in a minute, but I was saying to let y'all know that about her ministry, how I met her in the church, but then the Lord had her to go forth with her first ministry to open up, and it was spiritual leadership. And therefore, she done that spiritual leadership that year, and then the Lord opened up Evangelist Carol and Evangelist Priscilla was there, and they had opened up Circle of Love. It was a radio broadcast, just like this is on Block Talk Radio. So they were asking us to come on, and Evangelist Bernard went on a Circle of Love broadcast, and therefore she met the pastor, Pastor Adams, and different ones, and Carol and Priscilla, she writes songs and do, who wouldn't serve a God like that? So that's her motto. Anyway, she met, me and Sister T and Evangelist Josh was already in the church when she came in, and they were there too. So from there, the Lord took her to Circle of Love, and she had no idea in her mind that she was going to be on a broadcast. But you know what? The Lord directs our path and our steps in order. When it's one set going, he gave her one ministry of spiritual leadership, and from that ministry, the following year, she was on Block Talk Radio, and it was like the one we're listening to now, A Time of Reflection. The Lord opened up an area for her. The Lord will work in your behalf when he has ministry for you to do. So I told Evangelist Bernard, that's your second ministry now. You know, so therefore, we've been on here going on. Evangelist Doris, you've been on here a good while. Sister T been on here with the conception of it almost. So it's going on 3 years this December. Look how mighty God is. So now I told Evangelist Bernard, I know it's a mixed feeling, but the Lord is leading her back to her hometown in New Orleans. And I told her, this is your third ministry. Now the Lord may have you with a church now. Because she has first spiritual leadership, then now Block Talk Radio ministry. And the Lord done this one. This blessed her tremendously, which she didn't see it coming, nor did I or anybody else come, because we don't know the mind of the Lord, how he has set up our ministry from the beginning of our foundation. So she can take this broadcast anywhere over the world and air it. It just would be the different time zones. But she said the Lord let her know that she will have this same time zone from California at 1 p.m. So I guess in New Orleans it may be 4 o'clock. I'm not truly familiar with all that. But isn't that a blessing? And then he brought all y'all on. So it's not like she's leaving. It's just like she's just going to the Lord is taking her stop from Stockton to another state, what's that, New Orleans, Louisiana. So isn't God awesome, saints? So I just thank him for that, and I just look around. I'm going to miss her, but I know that she needed more in New Orleans, where the Lord has more work for her to do, and we don't know how he's going to handle all of us on this broadcast. We don't know which way we're going on this road with her. So we just thank you and praise you and just God bless you. And thank you so much, Evangelist Doris. Sister T sang a song. She made up the song. The Lord gave it anointing. She could have kept going. Prophetess Darlene preached and teach and talk about don't give up. And Mother Charity went on and preached and was telling about her two daughters that is gone now. They were identical twins, but they were saved at the age of
And thank you, Jesus.
And then Mother Charity turned around and gave us another one we didn't know anything about, that she was a pastor's wife. Isn't that awesome?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I said, Lord, I thank you. You don't know how the Lord groups us up. We're all from north, south, east, and west, different tongues, different color features, different sins, different occupations, but we all in the family of God and his household. Isn't that
hallelujah.
Awesome? Yes, I had to open up your lines for a minute. I just
thought, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know, it's Block Talk Radio, a time of reflection. So I guess I'm doing a little reflection here today. But it's just a blessing to know that the Lord has done it, and it is marvelous in our sight.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, I feel like praising him. I feel
I know
like
it.
Found him. Let's give him
thank
some
you,
praise.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus, you're worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes, you are.
Lord Jesus, we just worship you. We just thank you for this broadcast.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you knew who was going to be on this broadcast.
Oh, praise your name, my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You knew
it. Oh, glory, glory.
But you had us prepared, Lord Jesus. You had your Savior to come forth, and it all amounted to the glory of giving you the praise for keeping us and moving us and blessing us to be on this broadcast. We thank you, and we love you, and we give you all the glory. And all
all we doing,
and all we have, and all we say, and all we walk, and all we
thank
talk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do it in the name of Jesus.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo, thank you, Jesus, for your anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah for being mindful of us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah, glory. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
Lord,
you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, you inhabit the praises of your people, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you the honor, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praises, my Savior. Hallelujah. Let the praises ring, my God, on the high sounding cymbals.
Hallelujah.
My God, you're so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, with the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Strengthen your people, oh God, today.
Hallelujah.
Encourage the hearts of your people today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we rebuke the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen your people, O God. Strengthen your people. Let the weak say, I'm strong in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Praise your name, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for receiving us, Lord, this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. You're so good to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, you're worthy to be praised.
Yes, you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Worthy.
Hallelujah. Worthy of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He done it for you. He done it for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
He's going to be praised now. He ain't going to be praised. Hallelujah. He said he'll have the rocks to cry out. My God.
Hallelujah.
He's going to get some praise. Hallelujah, and I ain't going to let no rock cry out in my place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh,
even
yes,
now,
Lord.
Now.
He told us to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Oh,
if you're heavy today, oh, go to praising the Lord. Just go to praising the Lord. Hallelujah. And that heaviness will leave you, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, bow down, head. Be lifted up, oh, you gates. Hallelujah. The King of Glory shall come in, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We normally don't have time to praise you, Jesus, but you gave us the time to lift you up, to praise
you. Oh, yes.
And on our mercy before we get into one.
Yes, God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus.
Be to our great God today. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. You're great, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you're greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We
yes.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have your way,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh.
Right now, the Lord has got 24 elders in the name of Jesus up in heaven right now. All they doing is saying holy.
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 Holy. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy.
Hallelujah. 24 hours a day. That's all
Ooh.
They say is give God glory. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. In the
Ooh,
name
yeah.
of Jesus, oh,
yeah.
he's worthy to be praised.
Worthy
by God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. If you arose this morning, hallelujah, you got a praise or should have one on your lips. Hallelujah. Because you didn't have to rise up this morning.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
in the name of Jesus. If you're in your right mind today, if you got strength
well,
in your body today,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you
hallelujah.
Need to praise the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
glory to God.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes to your will. We say yes,
yes
to your will.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you.
Glory to Jesus.
Just praise
mm-hmm.
you for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Love you. We praise you. And we
yes,
thank you.
Yes, my Savior. Yes, my Savior.
We thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
To...
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Talk about you in their heart, in their life, what you have done for them. Hallelujah.
Oh, Ooh. Glory, glory, glory.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
We thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
In the name of Jesus, thou art such a dependable God. Thou art such a compassionate God. In the name
oh,
of Jesus, my Savior, hallelujah, Lord. Oh,
thank
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
We praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We praise your holy name, oh God.
Name
hallelujah,
holy.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Oh,
yes, Lord.
The going down, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, you're worthy, Lord.
Lord,
you're so worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us just to praise you. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We're running on a program today. We're running on you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your
oh,
name.
Oh, glory, glory.
Oh,
thank
Lord,
you,
Jesus.
My Savior.
Hallelujah. You are worthy.
Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes.
Your
thank
people,
you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just praise you, my God. We praise you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, oh, God, today.
Thank you, Jesus.
So thank you,
so
thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise our great and mighty King in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory.
Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
It's time,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is time to worship you. You're doing it all. Hallelujah. We're not rushing. We're not going back and forth. We just want to do it until you release us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus, Lord, my God, we praise you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good, Lord. You're so good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you brought us all the way, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, my God, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're so worthy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
Hallelujah.
You're so good.
Thank you,
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Lord, I feel a peace on me now. Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you for this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Praising you. Worshiping you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, my Savior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In your way, in your direction. Woo,
oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Give you,
Hallelujah. We have
we give God the praise, my Savior. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, let your name be praised, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For thou art worthy, Lord.
Oh,
thou art worthy of all praises, my Savior. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, my Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you for meeting us, Lord.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, help your people today. Hallelujah. Lord, let your people be encouraged. Strengthen your people, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you're able. Whatever they're going through, Lord, you can bring them through.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Savior. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve.
Oh,
what a mighty God that we serve, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you for
your time. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Fire, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes. Continue to draw me in. Continue to draw me in, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Savior. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We need your help. We need your help, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Oh, we need your help, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the
name
of Jesus. It's not within a man that walketh to direct his own steps, but every good step is ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, order our steps today. Hallelujah. Direct us, my God. Hallelujah. Lead us, my God. Guide us in the way that we should go.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help us, my Savior. Help us not to stray, Lord. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Sharakadidamosita. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, my Savior. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you.
My Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Woo.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Savior.
Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
You're so good to us.
Yes, Lord.
So good to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, my Savior.
Worship you.
We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of every praise, my God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we
have two more callers. Sister Cammie.
Hey, praise God. How you doing?
The blessing of the Lord. We were doing. We wanted, thank you, Lord. We've been praising, but we wanted the saints to have an opportunity to talk about this week. Topic is this is your season for grace and favor and mercy.
Amen.
We were doing that, and then you came on. We were just praising the Lord and thanking Him for His goodness and mercy and meekness.
Yeah, hallelujah, this is our season.
Hallelujah!
Receive that, hallelujah! Receive everything that has happened, good and bad, because it's taught me lessons, and with those lessons, I've learned and. And what I learned, I applied, and what I applied is, you know, became growth for me. So I'm grateful, and I'm thankful. So hallelujah, I came on, and I could feel the Holy Spirit as soon as I the phone dialed in. So I'm just sitting back listening. I'm grateful again for the ministry, and I thank Sister Renata, Sister Ruby, for everything you do. So I just wanted to say praise God.
Well, that's a blessing. We wanted you to get in on it. It was four different points. This is your personal season for grace and favor, and I put mercy in there. And Evangelist Bernard has been working and going and back and forth, so I didn't know that the Lord knows everything that He wanted us
Amen.
To
do. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We be so busy sometimes from Monday to Friday. The lines be maybe 14 or 15, so we're rushing through because you don't want to take up all the time. But the Lord can give you as much time as you need today. And tell him
Amen.
About it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Have
you,
anything
God.
Else
Hallelujah.
To say? Or whatever. You're more than welcome before we go to the next caller. The Lord is lighting it up. We're not doing it. It's Jesus Christ today.
Amen. Now, I just want to say thank you. I received everything I'm hearing today, so I'm just going to sit back and receive it. I want to on receiving end. I haven't been on in a while, so I don't have too much to say. I just want to sit back and listen.
Okay, well, God bless you, and we love you.
God bless you, too. Love you, too. Yeah.
And we're going to go to Lady Mars. Lady Mars?
You were able to get it from Luca.
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Our topic is this is your season for grace and favor, and then put mercy. That's what the Lord gave Evangelist Bernard Monday. But today the Lord just said, let his people go forth in however way they want and give their testimony, or preach, a teacher, or whatever with what has happened in your life with your season for grace and favor. It's a personal thing to each and every one. So your lines is open, Lady Mars. That's Lady Mars, and her husband is the pastor down there in, what is it?
Birmingham.
I get it wrong sometimes, these names. But anyway, go ahead, Lady Mars.
Just want to say praise the Lord. I came on the line not too long ago, but it's always a blessing to dial into the line and just to hear such a fresh word. And I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and also for Sister Ruby, which so faithfully and together does such an awesome job in putting on this radio show daily. And I thank God for every man and woman of God that comes on the line and teaches and preaches, and even for those of us that comes on and give testimonies and even words of expressions, because it's always a blessing. And I do thank God for the season that I am in. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for favor. I thank God even for being connected to this line, because it always gives us a fresh word, and it encourages us and propels us to continue to walk out the calling, the destiny that God has placed upon our lives. You know, we in this way, we are tested and tried, but we can rejoice in that, knowing that God is doing a work in us. He's completing a work, and that which he has called us to do, we can't be afraid. We have to go forth. We have to do it in walking the authority that the Lord Jesus has given us, and the power through the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm just excited what the Lord is doing in my life and even in the lives of my brothers and sisters. And I thank you, Sister Ruby, for even giving me this opportunity to even speak on the line. God bless you. And you all continue to keep up the work. And just I'm just encouraged daily to continue to stay with the Lord and continue to do his work.
Amen. That's been a blessing. You're having could you give us your information before we go back? You're having a women's meeting. Is it in April? Or?
Yes. This will be the 5th annual Women of Destiny Empowerment Conference, which will be held on April 25th and 26th. That is a Friday evening and a Saturday morning. And our speakers will be Prophetess Yvonne Ruff, out of Chicago, Illinois, Virginia Bowie, out of Joliet, Illinois, and also Pastor Evangelist Bernard's cousin, which will be Pastor Jacqueline McLemore out of Montgomery, Alabama. So our theme this year is understanding the process. So we're looking for God to do great things during that conference. He has met us every time before, and we expect him to do even greater things. Thank you for allowing me to make that announcement.
Okay, and how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, my cell number is area code 601-291-9600. And you can feel free to call me if you have any questions or need any information.
Okay, God bless you. I know Evangelist Bernard probably be down there. She probably be past New Orleans by then. Okay, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Encouraging words. We're going to go. We got one another. 707-3351. Praise the Lord. 707-3351. Okay. Well, do anybody else have anything else they want to add or say? I'm going to open up everybody's lines, and I'll close out, you know, probably close out with, you know, about the love that Jesus had for us way back on Calvary. Your lines are open. Okay, then. So it's been a blessing, and everybody has preached and taught this word. Just to look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy to be praised. We don't know. I didn't even know which way I was going to go today because Evangelist Bernard had, I think she said the speaker I hadn't with contact with her, but the Lord knows everything. And I was just about, we were talking how Mother Charity took over, then Prophetess Darlene gave a word, and Sister T gave a song, I mean, a noise from heaven by. Then Sister Cammie came up because we was locked down with about just three or four of us on the line, but Jesus met us. So that's all we need to have is Jesus on this line. But we're so blessed that y'all, the Lord led y'all to come on this broadcast. And I was saying that this is the topic of this week is this is your season for grace and favor and mercy. And everybody had something to say about their own life with your season you're in with grace and favor. And I think I'm going to close out with, you know, in his favor is life. And you can find that in Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. And it's a set time for favor in her life. And that's Psalms 102, verse 1 through 3. And God, man, obtains favor, a good man attains favor of the Lord. And you can find that in Proverbs 12 and 2. And God, good understanding, giveth favor. We got to have a good understanding in order to get favor of the Lord. And favor is you don't need money. You don't need anything. Favor is more rich in gold than silver and gold. If the Lord give you favor on this earth with man. So it's exciting, and you can find that in Proverbs chapter, you know, I'm still in the Holy Ghost up in here. So Proverbs 13, verse 15. And then I was saying about we have to praise the Lord just like we've done today, and the Lord had opened up his heart and graciously received us, and he ministered to us as we ministered to him, and he great men and women of God. We had mostly all the women on the line that's truly anointed, that's with the Holy Ghost and fire, and we all came forth, and the Lord brought it out. And as I was telling them about Mother Charity, we didn't know that she had twin girls identical, but she said they were saved at 10 years old, 11, but they passed on. So that, and then she was a pastor's wife. Her husband was a pastor for a long time, and she gave a testimony about how they went forth and built a, they was a run-down church. And before they left out, they had built it up, and the church is still operating today. So we just thank our Lord and Savior for all of these, not only testimonies, but of the season that we have been in, and for grace and favor. And then Sister T said, look out. She went on her Facebook and said, well, God is up to something. So, and then she made a song, and I asked her to give us that song, and we will always post it, is This Is Your Season, because the Lord gave her words to This Is Your Season, and she sung it so beautiful. Sister T is anointed in singing the word, and the words that the Lord gave her came from heaven above, because she was just bringing it forth and it matched up. So we were just blessed with all that. Sister Cammie and Lady Morris came on, and we're just so blessed. And a couple of other ones, 707-3351. We just give out your last four numbers. We thank you so much for tuning in. Please feel free Monday to Friday and listen to the broadcast. And with that, I guess the Lord is blessed. I'm still, so I don't know. And by, you know, you can hear when the Lord is talking to you, sometimes he talks by a still, small voice. And you can find that in Isaiah 30, chapter, verse 21. And then he put you into a pleasant path. And you can find that in Psalms 23, verse 2. And then in making decisions, the Lord will make decisions for you when you're tossing and turning and unsure and don't know which way to go. You'll wait on the Lord, and he will make decisions for you. And you can find that in Psalms 25, verse 9. And then also is in Psalms 32, verse 8. And then, you know, I just had to get mercy in there. And you can find mercy in Psalms 103, verse 17. And you can read it at your time. And if it come up and you need it, you always can go back to a word. Sometimes you wake up and you may not can go back to sleep and you don't know why. And you don't pray, but you still, your spirit is still not in line with where the Lord wants you to be. And then you can just quote out these scriptures. And he said, he's there 24 hours a day. You can call him, and he'll be there. He'll answer and say, yes, what do you want, my children? So he's there. And then he always wants us to have divine compassion for our fellow man and the church and our fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, plus the souls that's out and about in the highway, because the Lord said all souls are his, and the soul that sinneth, they will die. But then he came back. He didn't leave it there. He said, if you repent and get baptized in his name, then he will forgive you, and he will reinstate you. If you had the Holy Ghost already, he will bring it back with fire. You know, because he's not a man that he could lie. I mean, or the son of man that he need to repent for anything. Whatever the Bible say, this Holy Bible, it shall come to pass. And with that, we just thank you so much. Keep Evangelist Bernard up in prayer. Evangelist Cummins in prayer. Keep Prophetess Glover in prayer. And we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis. You're still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Could you pray for him and close us out, if you will?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll be glad to. I tell you, we had a time today. I just thank God for the move of the Spirit. Oh, let us go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for what you have done on today, God. We thank you for the move of your Spirit, God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your words, God, of love and encouragement on this line. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, lying us down last night, God. We thank you for a mind to serve you, God, a mind to live right, a mind to do right, a mind to walk right. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost reigning on this line, God. We thank you for the broadcast leader, God, the overseer, God, Pastor Bernard, God. We thank you for what you have done, what you're going to do in her life. We thank you for keeping her, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy being upon her life. We thank you for the grace and mercy being upon this broadcast, New Destiny Broadcast. We thank you, God, for we felt your Holy Ghost presence on today, God. We each and every day we come on this line, we feel your power, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, God. We look to you this afternoon, God, not to man, but we look to you, God, to continue to keep us, God. First of all, I ask that you forgive me, God, for any sins, God. Anything I said, done, thought, or even dreamt that was not of you, God, I ask you to wash, purge, cleanse in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to keep us with a clean heart, clean mind, clean spirit, God. We ask that we continue to be on one accord, God, with your spirit and with each other, God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every person that's on this line, God, that's represented, whether it was today, yesterday, last week, all the speakers, all the yes, God, we ask that you continue to cover them, continue to protect them, continue to shield them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for your will to continue to be done in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. As we close out, we know we don't close from your presence, God. We ask that you remember the sick and the shedding, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Prophetess Glover, God, from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We're looking for a praise report. We're looking for you to move in her life, God. We ask that you touch her with your healing touch, God. by your stripes she is healed in the name of Jesus. We come together touching the green, every prayer warrior, every intercessor, God. Lord, I ask you to continue to keep them on their post, God. Continue to keep them praying, God. If there's anything that's ailing them, God, I ask that you heal, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask a special prayer upon First Lady Mars and the Women's Conference is coming up. God, we ask that you strengthen. We ask that you cover. We ask that you have your way, save souls, deliver, heal, set free, loose shackles, destroy yokes. Let this be a conference like no other, God, touching each and every speaker that's going to be in that conference in the name of Jesus. We ask, and God, that you continue to look down upon Isaiah Thurman, God. We ask that you heal his body, God, heal from the cancer, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to also remember Evangelist Early and Cummings. We thank you for what you have already done. But, God, we know that you're going to do even greater because you said two or more touching the green in your name. So we come in the name of Jesus. We're calling on your name, Jesus, right now to move, Jesus. On that behalf, God, we ask that you heal her, totally heal her. Rise her up, God. She shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we thank you on this day, God, and we give you praise on this day. We give you honor on this day. We exalt you. We ask you to continue to remember Minister Lima Democrat, continue to use them for your glory in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you. God, let us continue to have the joy and the peace in our homes as we depart from this prayer line, this broadcast, this New Destiny broadcast. Let us go with peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue touching Sister Ruby and keeping her. We thank you for her, and we thank you for what was done through her on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah, because it's owed to you. Amen.
Amen and amen. I had the lines open of Prophet Darlene. I didn't ask them. Did anybody need prayer? Mother Charity, Sister T, Sister Cammie. You pray for Mother, Lady Mars. All of the prayer, and what she said, we all going to put all of us up under that same prayer. And me, Sister Ruby, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard. So God bless y'all, and we thank Jesus Christ himself for setting up this broadcast today. He just wanted us to give him some praise and glory. And I'm all see, and I feel free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Peace. But we're going to close out. We're going out early. And thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene Davis, for the prayer and Mother Charity that opened us up with the prayer. You know, I'm still full of the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I thought I seen the song. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, Open My Heart by Yacht.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid, afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I'm not afraid to
Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. God bless. See y'all on tomorrow.